This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team.
Adel Kozlowski joining us on the line. We wanted to ask her about lockdown, post-lockdown, and the new normal. It's not easy to, Adel, good morning, to try and determine what this new normal is and where are we being neurotic and where are we being practical.
Absolutely, and I think there's a tremendous amount of talk out there. And yes, I think we are going to be, in a physical sense, living a new normal. But as you know me, I always like look at it on a much bigger level and saying, like, are we going to be living a new normal now spiritually, you know, and coming out of this with a learned lesson, as opposed to just like being stuck into the practicality. Yes, we have to be practical. We are physical human beings and we need to, you know, be responsible and pragmatic about the way we are going to live our lives. But I think that the lesson will be lost if we don't come out of it being a new person on an emotional level, on a psychological level, on a spiritual level. Because I think we will have like lost the lesson. You know, we'd have gone through all of this.
Yeah.
And really quite a lot of argument, people going like, when are we going to go back to normal? And I keep on saying, I don't want to go back to normal.
Well, it's so interesting because we spoke to Rabbi Bader a few weeks ago, and one of the powerful things that he said, that resonated with me, put it that way, was COVID-19 has given the world permission to talk about God and spirituality. It suddenly, whereas it's especially in America, and in the UK, you've had this war on religion almost in the press and in the left liberal circles, and all of a sudden, you know, God's kind of come back into conversation. You know, we are praying for people, no matter which religion you're involved with. God is suddenly reintroduced to the world.
Well, I think it's just the concept of us understanding that really, in truth, we were never in control. And now we realize that we aren't. And I think that where the battle still is that people think that they can go back to be in control. So again, on a practical level, yes, we must do everything we can. Sure. And sure. Yes, we must pray and hope for a vaccine. But we have always been a generation, particularly of instant gratification. You know, if this is well, then just fix it and just do it in an hour. And I'm sadly starting to see in my life and in other people's lives that we've slowed down again, that we don't need instant gratification, that we can actually connect to people. And one of the most interesting things that's happened to me this week, particularly in talking to Jew and Gentile alike, is that I've come to the realization that this coronavirus has come to teach each and every person a lesson in where they actually need correction. Meaning for some people, one person went and said, you know what, I realized I was working like crazy, and I realized what an awful father I was and an awful husband just because I was on this treadmill. You know, I had the justification, I was making money for them, but I didn't have to be that way. And somebody else went and said, you know, like I was so crazy working that I love my parents and I wanted to spend time and I committed. They don't live in the same country. I mean, the same city. I wanted to go and visit them every 6 to 8 weeks, but every 6 to 8 weeks I had an excuse. And now she says, I have dinner with them every single night. Albeit, yes, it's over Zoom, but I'm reconnecting there. And if each and every person is honest, you can look inside, you will see that there were certain like unfavorable characteristics or situations that you found yourself in, which may still be rearing its ugly head, but it's there where we need to do the correction. So for me, what is life like after lockdown? Yes, we want some type of normality from a pragmatic, practical way, but we can't want just to go back to normal that we just switch back to the world that we had. We need to ask ourselves, if we've gone through this pain, what have I learned and how am I going to emerge out of it different? And I think that's very, very important. It's a very important question for people to ask.
Yeah. The other aspect of it is, and certainly it's an observation that I've made, is that I think South Africa's doing well in general, because we're cohesive. We're not destroying each other on social media. We're trying to, we are concerned about each other. There's so many programs where we reach out to people who might be battling, finding ways to just to help where we can. There's almost the sense that we each have a job to do. Whereas if we look at places like America, where from the government down, there is this fractured, divisive way of dealing with it. To me, one of the biggest lessons, one of the Rabbonim apparently mentioned this, is this concept of unity, that communities and countries that are unified, that put aside the nonsense that has become so prevalent and normal, to use that word, in the world. If we can set that aside, we just stand a so much better chance.
We absolutely do, and I do agree that South Africa is unique in its ability to unify. We are the Rainbow Nation. We've always come together in all the times where you thought South Africa was going to actually fall apart. You know, when we went through elections and other times, you know, where people were fleeing the country because there was going to be enormous upheaval. We've actually come together. And I think that is probably the most underlying thing, lesson that we need to emerge into the new world, is that we need each other. We have a responsibility to each other. And certainly from my part of just speaking to people where they're saying, should I pay? Shouldn't I pay? The majority of people are paying forward, you know, to the detriment of themselves and giving themselves forward, because that's really what God wants. God wants people to be responsible. What more a pleasure will a father get if he sees his children looking after each other? So I think that, yes, we are in a unique position, and really kudos to really 99% of South Africans that are concerned and that are helping and that are taking out of their own pockets to the detriment maybe of their own lifestyle to help another human being. I think that's where the healing must be. And when we come out of it, this must be the status quo. We mustn't go back again to be selfish brats running on a treadmill, you know, and I'll just stamp on whoever I need to in order to get to where I want to. It's got to be more a we than an I situation. And I think that's got to be kept foremost in our minds all the time.
And I think that is going to be the challenge, because I can see that as things get just a little bit easier, or perhaps a bit lighter, you can start to see those negative conversations coming back in, creeping back in to social media, which is obviously where I see it and monitor it. So I think your point is absolutely valid. We've got to be very vigilant about saying, you know, what is the world? It's almost like we're rebuilding. So when we emerge from our houses, it's almost like coming out of the ark and saying, okay, well, what is this world that we want to create? You know, there's been a massive flood.
Yes. So, and that's why, in a sense, in one way, you know, we're not coming out of this lockdown completely. I think it's going to wear us thin. We're going to be hanging around for six months,
so too.
you know, in different things. And I think it's going to wear down eventually until each person in themselves, and that's really the lesson of the quarantine, like fixes up themselves, that comes out and realizes, like, I don't want to live the way I did before. I certainly don't.
Absolutely.
And I know that a lot of people are starting to concur. And interestingly, a lot of creativity is coming out of this, of people saying, well, I did it like that. How can I do it better now and nicer and whatever, easier, more lucrative? And people, like, it's unbelievable what's coming out of this. It's absolutely incredible. I've seen it even in my grandchildren, in them learning. You know, we spend a lot of money on school fees, and again, I'm not negating, school and teaching, but I think even teaching is going to have to go through a revolution in allowing kids to start, you know, thinking for themselves and being creative and using the skills that they have to learn, because this informal learning has actually brought out tremendous things.
Well, I can see that my daughter is, who's 15, is absolutely thriving on it. They had a shiur at 8 o'clock last night. She was ready and excited for it. And I thought, wow, this is absolutely incredible that there's so many positives. And, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, if somebody had told her to go on to Zoom, to be part of a night learning program, she would have said, not on your life. But last night she was, and I thought that was really, really incredible.
So we must keep this momentum up, you know, the practicalities of the lockdown, everybody's discussing it, we'll have our guidelines, we'll come and go, it'll be like load shedding, you know, we'll either be on stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, we'll be going like this for the next couple of months. But let's not lose the opportunity that is given to us for us to change the way we think and the way we act and the way we want to engage with the world. I think that that's a more vital lesson than, in terms of just dabbling in the guidelines of what we can do and what we can't do. Like, let's find that spiritual part of ourselves. All of us are much more than our physical definition.
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there. Adel Kozlowski, thank you as always. Absolutely thought-provoking and powerful conversation.